6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
It's all over the news. Businesses closing their doors permanently after operating for years. Well, many businesses are unaware of their rights to operate despite COVID-19 restrictions. Download our free empowering resource for business owners. Visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I was happy to see Tucker Carlson made this a part of his show last night, and it's getting some traction today. The study that came out on how awful it has been for kids' mental health, the schools being closed all this time. And this is a story that should be getting more attention than it even is. Just unbelievable explosions of anxiety, depression, suicidal tendencies, drug and alcohol abuse, all the bad things you try to keep away from your kids. Just an explosion of that year to year in the latest statistics that have come out.
And at the risk of putting the conclusion at the beginning of the segment, the idea that Texas should make moves toward opening up, and the cry goes up from the blue states, from the mainstream media, oh, it's dangerous, this could be dangerous, something bad might happen. Something truly unthinkably bad is happening right now, is happening. It's happening near you, and it's because the schools are closed.
I'm sorry, which of these Tucker clips includes all that information, Hanson? I don't know that. Okay. Let's roll that. He goes through this, and it's just astounding.
Kids are depressed and dejected, and they are regressing. That's the word from a mother in Los Angeles. People who've paid attention have known that for a long time, knew it was happening. But a new analysis by Fair Health shows just how destructive the lockdowns have been. Worse than you thought. Now, the survey didn't rely on questions they asked people. Instead, it looked at the data, billions of healthcare records and insurance claims. And here's the top-line conclusion of the study. Quote, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a profound impact on mental health, particularly that of young people. School closures, having to learn remotely, and isolating from friends due to social distancing have been sources of stress and loneliness. Well, that's bad. How bad is it? Here's how bad it is. Among children aged 13 to 18, teenagers, insurance claims for intentional self-harm were up 90% in March of 2020 compared to the previous year. The next month, in April, self-harm cases rose by nearly 100%. Claims for medical help related to drug overdoses went up 95% in March and then to 113% in April. And those numbers remained elevated through the fall. Why? Why was this happening? Mental illness caused by coronavirus lockdowns. Quote, for the age group 13 to 18 in April 2020, insurance claims for generalized anxiety disorder increased 93.6% as a percentage of all medical claims. In April of 2019, major depressive disorder claims increased 83.9% and adjustment disorder claims by 89.7%, end quote. Thanks to the coronavirus lockdowns, children are 10 times more likely to die from suicide than from the coronavirus they're meant to be protected from. So that is the new normal that Andrew Cuomo and the New York Times are working to make permanent in this country.
A friend of mine who has several kids struggling with mental health right now because of the closed downs and the pandemic and all that sort of stuff told me the other day his biggest expense right now is therapy for the
kids.
Wow. These statistics came from this Fair Health. It's a group, a nonprofit that collects data for privately billed health insurance claims. So they didn't come into this with the agenda of finding this out. They just collect all this data, and it's extensive. 32 billion records that they look at of all kinds of different things, studying kids of various ages. And if you understand statistics and those, maybe you all do, but, you know, something that increases 90% or whatever, that's practically doubling.
Right.
Practically doubling year to year. Anxiety, you know, suicide attempts, drug use, all this stuff. It's just incredible.
And it is practically impossible for that to happen. If you look back at the history of just the United States, youth in the United States, the idea that year to year suicide would double, that's unthinkable. And this is just the greatest example I've ever experienced of fixation and the dangers of fixation. We've talked about this a lot. The people who still want the schools closed have been urging them to stay closed, you know, the usual suspects we've been talking about. Some of them are awful people, some of the teachers' unions. It's just extortion for money. But a lot of the well-meaning people have just become so fixated on the COVID, they have become blind. It's like a severe case of myopia. They've been blinded to all of these other things that affect their children, our children, my children. And the results are devastating. It's almost impossible for me to comprehend how people remain myopic and don't get this.
I know, and it's just awful. So all day long, will you hear people, particularly on the left, screaming and yelling about Texas and how reckless this is? Again, that's theoretical. Maybe we'll find out it is reckless to lift the mask mandate. I don't think so, because I'm pro-freedom, but maybe there'll be some result. But that's all theoretical. This is not theoretical. We have solid evidence that closing the schools is devastating to kids. And we're going to talk about what might happen in Texas all day long.
I think Tucker was in fuego last night, absolutely on fire. Why don't we go ahead and play clip 57, where you can compare and contrast our message over the last 60 seconds with, say, the head of the L.A. Teachers Union.
And if the teachers unions have their way, your child may die of a drug OD before going back to school. And if you complain about that, you're a white supremacist. That was the explicit message yesterday from the president of Los Angeles Teachers Union. Watch.
Some voices are being allowed to speak louder than others. We have to call out the privilege behind the largely white, wealthy parents driving the push for a rushed return. Their experience of this pandemic is not our students' families' experiences.
So the woman you just heard is called Cecily Myart Cruz. The first thing you'll find in her official biography is the fact that she is, quote, the first woman of color in the union's 50-year history. So Cecily Myart Cruz believes her skin color is a job qualification somehow, maybe the most important one she has. Why is she saying this? She's hoping you won't notice that she's incompetent or that her positions don't make any sense at all. Cecily Myart Cruz is telling us that poor families benefit most from closing public schools, but of course the opposite is true. Poor families need their kids back in school more than anyone does because they don't have alternatives. Most of the, quote, white wealthy parents she is attacking don't use the public schools precisely because they don't want their kids anywhere near lazy mediocrities like Cecily Myart Cruz. Parents with privilege have options and they run away.
That's the other really upside down thing that has been going on about this conversation the whole time. If we've got this national craze about privilege and equity and everything like that, people that can afford to or have the connections to get their kids a tutor or into a different school or whatever are managing this situation different than poorer kids. I mean, it's obviously way worse for the underprivileged crowd.
I think most of us, when we were reading Orwell as youths or recently, thought, oh, he's exaggerating to make his points clear. But here you have a woman saying exactly the opposite of what is true. War is peace. What she is saying is the idea that we need to get the kids back in school is not standing up for the poor and the underprivileged, the kids of color. Oh, really, all kids. No, it's the opposite. It's white supremacy, and it's trying to victimize those kids. Now, she never gets around to explaining how the hell that could be true, because, of course, it couldn't be. But the mindless adherence of her nut job philosophy just said, yeah, yeah, white supremacy bad. Yeah, yeah, opening schools bad. Come on, people, think.
How many people are buying into that, I wonder? My very real passion about this subject and anger about it is not for my own kid. I got him into a different private school. He's been in school the entire year. Things are fine for him. Things are normal for him, school-wise. So this is all my being upset about it is just in general for everybody else. It's wild that she thinks it's the privilege to want the schools open again. And, well, like you said, it's just completely upside down. By the way, and this speaks to just conversations I've had with friends who have girls. It seems to be way worse for girls than it is for boys. The whole mental health, anxiety, depression, all that sort of stuff. While girls accounted for 2/3 of claim lines before the outbreak, and that's always a bigger problem for girls, this sort of stuff, for whatever reason, the percentage has grown a fair amount and is up into the high 70 percentile now.
As a guy who has raised two girls to adulthood, I will tell you that, and also coached a bunch of girls' sports teams and that sort of thing, the social identity of a girl is so much a part of her total identity. Who am I among my peers? What do my peers think of me? Who are my friends? What are my social networks? That's enormous. I mean, boys have friends, and it's critically important, but it's just not as important in the same way as an adolescent girl. And so, yeah, this is, if I were, I mean, truly evil, genocidally evil, and I wanted to ruin American girls, adolescent girls, I would do what's happening now. I can think of no better way to make, just fill with despair and sadness American girls than what's happening right now.
So there's another supposedly underprivileged group, girls in school, which actually, you know, academic-wise are doing better than boys, but continue to be treated like they are, which is weird. But so it's not only not a white male thing, it's a people of color female thing of poor people.
To a large extent.
That's getting hurt the most by having the schools closed.
Yeah.
And yet the left is for continuing that because the teachers union says, I can't wrap my head around it. I can't figure out how you justify it. Nobody ever asks these governors to explain it, so they don't have to. One other thing, just from an education standpoint, I know a lot more about like K through 12 because I've talked to a lot of people. I was actually talking to our babysitter who is a neuroscience major at a major university because she wants to be a brain surgeon or something. I mean, she's like on the super hard schooling track. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to it about, and I said, how is this whole school, the distance, this and that, not as good, blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm taking way more classes than I normally would because they've made them way easier so I can take more classes. And I was talking about, last year I was asking my nieces and various people, what percentage of schooling do you think you're getting out of Zoom versus real? And I remember my one straight A niece saying maybe 5-10%. She said, I'm probably getting 30%, maybe 30% of the learning out of somebody who wants to become a brain surgeon.
Right.
Out of a year of school. That's got to play out at some point in society, doesn't it? If people are getting good grades for doing way less work in things like that.
Guaranteed. It's got to. Of course. And it will bear itself out in the reduced educational achievement, reduced income throughout a lifetime, reduced technological advancement in this country and around the world. It's devastating.
Interesting. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your car doesn't care why you've saved all that money. It doesn't care about your bills or a dream destination vacation. When it breaks down, it costs you a lot, and it's always a setback.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and that's why we called CarShield. CarShield helps protect us from paying thousands for a covered repair. Like if the AC goes out or my GPS stops working, I get to pick my favorite mechanic to do the work, and CarShield's administrators just take care of the rest.
And when your car breaks down, you can get roadside assistance, rental coverage, and trip reimbursement, all at no additional charge.
Whether your car is 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, CarShield has monthly coverage options to fit your budget.
Nope, your car doesn't care about your savings. But with CarShield, you'll spend less and gain peace of mind.
Get coverage today and see why CarShield cars go farther.
Just visit CarShield.com, use the code Armstrong to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, use the code Armstrong, a deductible may apply. It's easy. Go to carshield.com. Use the code Armstrong.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So much is happening, but who can you trust? You need to check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing news channel in America. Watch it on all major cable systems and see shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're giving you the real story on Biden and Pelosi. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone now or watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, and more. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. So should you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/ruscholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And finally, some international news. Japan just made an odd request on behalf of its citizens who have visited China during the pandemic. Listen to this.
Japan's government has asked China not to conduct coronavirus tests using anal swabs.
There's actually a banned Dr. Seuss book about this. There's a swab in my thingamabob.
I can't believe China's doing this. They're only doing this to stick it to, if you'll pardon the expression, to other people.
I won't pardon that. No, me neither.
Okay, just to humiliate. They're just doing it to humiliate people.
Now, it's like we're China's new cellmate, you know?
There's nothing I've seen anywhere that says, no, that's the much more accurate way. No, they're doing it. They're testing the president. They're testing all kinds of people in with the nose swabs or the spit swabs. China's just doing this to U.S. diplomats, Japanese diplomats, people just to screw with them. It's crazy.
It's disconcerting, certainly. You're looking forward to your Chinese vacation, and before you know it, my.
I just realized, do you remember what my New Year's resolution was?
I'd have to think about it.
Get new glasses.
Oh.
And I haven't done it yet.
That's not a resolution. That's just on a to-do list.
That's what Sean said. That's not a resolution. It's an errand.
Right.
But that was my New Year's resolution. I haven't done it. I just thought of that when I put on my glasses and they hurt my face. Because I hurt my face.
The only benefit of having that as a New Year's resolution is that it is infinitely achievable. It is a goal that you can accomplish.
You would think.
Yeah. Wait so a minute. Checking the calendar? Maybe not.
My glasses hurt my head, and so I wanted to get different ones. The Washington football team, which is their actual name, since they're not allowed to be called the Redskins anymore, is no longer going to have cheerleaders, but will feature a dance squad. Which is just admitting finally that the cheerleader thing, we're not high school. We got kind of half strippers out there in their underwear, gyrating into hip hop music. That's what we're doing here. Okay.
And what's the objection?
It's entertaining. I think it's stupid.
It's exotic dance. It's a beautiful art form.
It's stupid. I've always thought it was stupid. I think it's stupid now, but there must be enough people that like it.
What's the difference between a cheerleader and a dance team?
I don't know.
Co-ed, most likely. Less like pom-poms and cheerleading skirts and more just kind of dancing in regular clothes.
I think it might be just because there was always this kind of thinly veiled, like, we're doing it to support the team, to get people riled up for the... No, you're shaking your ass at me. That's what you're doing.
And again, the problem is...
So I think it's, you know, push him back way back. Let's not... No need to even think about pushing him back right now.
Give me a double D.
Oh, hello. Geez.
I've always thought they should pair with, like, local colleges and have, like, a gymnastic tumbling displays.
I'd rather see that.
An athletic competition, et cetera.
I'd rather see that. I'd definitely rather see a good marching band, without a doubt.
And to the exotic dancers listening, listen to Jack and Sean try to knock the food out of your kids' mouths. It's shocking to me.
Speaking of sports, Shaquille O'Neal slammed the new era of NBA players, calling them pudding pops yesterday, which apparently was controversial on some level. I don't know, because a Cosby pudding pop, I don't know. I don't know why it was controversial. Because
pudding pops are chocolate?
I don't know. As a Target stockholder, this made me happy. Target grew a lot during the pandemic. Revenue increased more than it had in the previous 11 years combined.
Wow.
For Target in the past year because of the pandemic. I know I've bought a ton of stuff at Target in the last year.
But more than you would have. Does staying at home make you lust for new dad jeans or what?
I don't know. I haven't noodled that through.
My read on a lot of these is some of the ancillary competition, smaller businesses and the like that these companies typically would have had, they weren't able to stay open during these.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Positive Sean with an excellent point there.
All that kind of shopping got focused at Target. So we've been talking about this attack. Iran attacked our military base and what's going on there in 60 Minutes. We got a new wrinkle on that?
Yeah, the general was full of crap, according to an authoritative commentator.
Wow.
Don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, cavern exhibits, parrot playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every
time. Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jelly's Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Sunday night, like, why do we have a military base so poorly protected? We have a bunch of planes and people there, but no ability to stop incoming missiles? We have abilities to stop incoming missiles.
Quick note before I forget it, that entire conversation with Mike Lyons, Major Mike Lyons, is available at armstrongandgetty.com as an extra large podcast. But he was highly critical of the general in the story and some of his claims. And so critical, I was kind of taken aback as we were talking to Mike. And then overnight, we were alerted by a friend at the Hoover Institution indirectly of a Twitter thread. It deals with the general's description of how they didn't evacuate the 1,000 troops and all the airplanes until after Iran had downloaded its last picture, its last satellite picture of the night. And then they swiftly went into action and evacuated the troops and everything and saved lots of lives and that sort of thing.
Which sounded pretty clever to me.
Yeah, yeah. But military expert Dr. Jeffrey Lewis, who's an instructor at the Monterey Institute of International Studies, does nothing but graduate degrees and military stuff and international relations, that sort of thing. He's out with a Twitter thread that was recommended by someone with the Hoover Institution. And I'm just going to read you a part of it. General McKenzie's tale about waiting for the Iranians to download a satellite image is bullspit. And David Martin of 60 Minutes just lapping it up, asking for seconds. Here's the thread. Problem number one, the story could not have occurred on the timeline that General McKenzie describes. There's a big time gap between when a picture is taken, the collection time, and when the image is available to customers, the delivery time. The image has to go from the satellite to the ground station, then to the company, finally to the customer. In reality, only a very small number of commercial satellite imagery providers, like he lists them, offer images on anything like the timeline implied by General McKenzie. More likely, McKenzie doesn't understand what he's saying because he could have moved his forces after the satellite collected the image. If McKenzie waited several hours after collection, waiting for the image to be delivered, he should be relieved of command for incompetence. Any comment, Jack, before I go on?
We were told a story in the beginning that was all lies, so why would I expect that the story now is all truth? It's from the same military people that told us a different story when it happened. So I don't know what to think.
Now, if that obfuscation or spin is to protect our troops, to mask our true abilities, that sort of thing,
sure.
I'm fine with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. No problem.
If it's a bad general covering his ass, I'm not fine with it. Going on with the thread. Problem number two, General McKenzie claims the satellite image showed, quote, airplanes on the ground and people working in the last image before he moved them. It's uncommon to see piloted aircraft in Ain al-Assad out in the open, and the resolution isn't good enough to see people working. But here's the thing. We often do see UAVs, that's drones essentially, and helicopters out in the open. McKenzie did not move those, at least not to a safe distance. They were still parked in the open near the craters. At least one helicopter was damaged in the strike. And he shows a satellite image. Problem number three, I can't find any evidence that any commercial satellite firm offered for sale a picture from the days before the strike. The most recent pre-strike images from the big ones were taken on December 30th, more than a week prior. And then he goes into detail how he's sure that's accurate.
I'm hoping and thinking that it's got something to do with what you mentioned. We have the ability to intercept their information or something, and we don't want to tip that off at all. Iran.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't want to be part of unmasking something that ought to be kept masked. On the other hand, I don't really appreciate being misled on 60 Minutes and told a tale full of drama and valor that may be, you know, bunk.
But I've always found it entertaining since I was young, just the idea of a story was wrong. Then you hear another version of it. Now we know the truth. Well, why would this one be any more accurate?
And then, interestingly enough, and again, the motives I don't know, and that affects my attitude a great deal. But problem number four, Iran did show high-resolution satellite images of Ayn al-Assad from before and after the strike. The before image that Iran showed, however, was taken at least 11 days, and very likely more than that, prior to the strike, based on the structures that are visible. It seems very unlikely that Iran possessed a more recent image of the base, as they were perfectly willing to show fresh commercial images from after the strike that are only a day old in the briefing. Generals make up stories all the time, but this one is pernicious because it implicates commercial satellite imagery in an attack on American forces.
I'd like to hear this person expound on generals make up stories all the time. Why? Is it almost entirely to protect troops and secrets and strategies, or is it to cover their asses? I would like to have him answer that.
Yeah, that is the big question indeed, but just thought we would bring you that correction/addendum.
That doesn't change the reality. It doesn't seem to me that we were attacked in a major way by an enemy of the United States, and not only didn't respond, we pretended it didn't happen, and it's still a mystery as to why.
Yeah, I still say there are policymakers up to and including President Trump said, all right, we took out Soleimani. They hurt some of our guys, damaged some of our buildings. Nobody died. We won that round big. Do we go for another round or do we take our winnings and sit on them?
I don't know if that's the lesson they're going to take. Remember the lesson Osama bin Laden took from a variety of things was they're weak. They back down if you push them. That might be the lesson Iran takes from this.
You know, it's an excellent point. I do not know. A quick word from our good friends at CarShield. Your car doesn't care what you saved your money for. You know, maybe a big vacation. Maybe you're going to pay off your mortgage. Maybe your kid's going off to college. And all of a sudden, you got a giant bill for a car repair. CarShield can protect you from paying thousands for a covered repair, like if your AC goes out during the hot summer.
That reminds me, I know a story, a couple of young guys, they were probably in their mid-20s at the time, they're building up this cross-country trip they were going to do, a trip of a lifetime, like college, everything like that. Car broke down, like, within an hour of leaving at the very beginning.
Oh, no!
Just turned the trip into a nightmare. They needed a car shield, is what they needed. That would have really helped. Helped over 1 million drivers already, America's number one auto protection company. Are you paying attention? Car Shield's a big deal.
Those two poorly equipped yet plucky youngsters would have gotten roadside assistance, rental coverage, and trip reimbursement all at no additional charge. CarShield.com. Use the code Armstrong to save 10%. Get more information. CarShield.com. Code Armstrong. A deductible may apply. Once again, CarShield.com. Use the code Armstrong.
One of the biggest headlines of the day is that Texas is back open, according to Governor Abbott. No more masks. Businesses are open. We're 100% open. Woohoo! Everything goes except cattle rustling. We will still hang horse thieves. But everything else is open. And
you should still have more cattle than hat. All right.
And we'll see how that goes. I'm not exactly sure of the details of this. I can tell you the way it's being portrayed on the lefty media is it's a reckless mass murder attempt by a mean governor. And the whole country's going to pay a price. I don't know.
On the other hand, as we've already made clear today, we are paying a price for the shutdown. It's enormous. It is economic. It is emotional. It is educational. It is in the thousands of lives, suicide victims, drug overdoses, the rest of it. We are paying a huge price. If Texas sees that the situation is right to open up and get back to business and school and the rest of it, the idea that that's dangerous but continuing the lockdown isn't, is just idiotic. It's just wrong.
Also, I wear a mask every single day, and I don't have any idea if I'm under a mandate to wear a mask. I choose to because I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, but why the gorilla mask? I don't understand that.
So that I can walk like this?
He's doing his gorilla walk, folks. I wish it was TV. Yeah, of course, and we ought to talk a little bit more about what Texas is doing, but Governor Abbott has absolutely empowered the counties. Look, if you have an actual crisis, you know, the COVID surges back in your county, you have the flexibility to do what is appropriate.
Let me bring up that Robbie Suave tweet again, because I thought that was really interesting, the libertarian guy. Given that the original justification for all these lockdowns was preventing hospitals from being overwhelmed, I'd say this is, if anything, overdue. Everybody forgets that was the whole thing. We have to lie. We have to shut down your business. I know it's an extraordinary move, but it's to keep the hospitals. The hospitals aren't overwhelmed or anywhere close. Now, if you've got a different reason now, you got to tell us. But that was the original reason for right. all of this.
We've been lecturing you for years and years, and, you know, sorry if it's gotten a little ish, but power gained is never relinquished. They'll come up with a reason to hold on to quote-unquote emergency powers till the end of time.
Right. I've been reading about that my whole life, watching it in other countries, but watching it in my own country in real time and living through it is something. How yeah, slow they are to give back your right to run your own damn business.
Right, or attend school or just walk down your street. Hey, speaking of the twisted attitudes
yeah,
of the mainstream media
it,
versus...
The more I think about it, the crazier it is that people are screaming at this Governor Abbott so much. So there's a guy with a hardware store in Lucanbach, Texas, who's saying, my customers come in wearing masks, we socially distance, we wipe things down, everything's fine. But I'm not... Well, a hardware store's a bad example because they're essential business. Pick a different one. But you know, just a regular business. And I'm not allowed to be open? Why? Why do you get to tell me I can't be open here in Lubbock, Texas? We hardly have any COVID. People wear masks. What?
Anyway, I agree 100%. The mainstream media's twisted view of America and Americans proved once again by some polls that are out that will shock you if all you do is take in CNN, the New York Times, and the rest of it. Your fellow Americans think of a heck of a lot more like you do than like the media does. We'll have that for you in moments.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, everybody. Armstrong and Getty here. And if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again.
That is how quick and easy it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe.
It's the kind of thing that is so easy to do. You can do it during a Netflix binge or watching the game or listening to a certain radio show if you like.
SimpliSafe is incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong and you can easily choose the exact sensors you need or get help from one of the experts.
It'll get to your house in about a week, which means by this time next week, you and your whole family can go to bed knowing your home is being guarded.
It's easy to assume everyone in your house already feels safe, but they might not, and it's worthwhile to talk about it.
And SimpliSafe is a small, easy step to make sure everyone feels safe at home. So go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize your system, get a free security camera.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's the first week of Women's History Month. That's right. It's that time of the year when men celebrate women's history by repeating it back to women just a little louder as if we thought of it ourselves.
Yeah. I get it. It's a mansplaining joke.
I don't know. Any man who hits the men are so stupid thing in an obvious effort to curry favor with women is no friend of mine.
Well, I'll talk about Black History Month later because February is Black History Month, and will the Clarence Thomas documentary get to go back on Amazon again after it was taken down? Why was the Clarence Thomas documentary taken off for Black History Month?
Quiet, quiet. Clarence Thomas doesn't exist. Thomas Sowell doesn't exist. Shelby Steele doesn't exist. None of these people exist. Shh. Maybe all black people think and vote the same.
And why are we serving our soldiers raw meat that is rotten and metal shavings in their meals? Maybe we'll get to that story later.
I would suggest we stop doing that. So, one of the main themes around here, if you're a new listener, you and your neighbors, you know what's right and what's true and what's good about the United States and your state and your community and the rest of it. You get a twisted funhouse mirror view of it through the media. Trust yourself, trust your judgment, trust your neighbors. And I'm going to give you some poll results, and I would suggest to you that if a lot of your friends and neighbors weren't constantly sucking down mainstream media, that these numbers would be even more notable in the direction that we're going to point out. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear
what
you're saying.
If you have honest media, the numbers would be even more overwhelming. But here you go. And Ryan Gerdusky was tweeting about this. I thought it was pretty good. It was a Harvard-Harris poll. Which do you find more concerning, the violence in American cities during the summer, last summer, or the riots at the Capitol January 6th? They're both terrible, by the way, of course, but 55% said the violence in the cities. 45% said the January 6th riot.
And who did this poll again?
Harvard/Harris Research.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I'll let you contemplate that one for a second. Do you think Antifa is a domestic terrorist group? You ask the media, you'd get a pretty obvious answer. Antifa doesn't exist. You ask Democratic Congress people, that's a figment of the imagination. 71% said, yes, they're a terrorist group.
Wow.
71%.
Wow.
Only 29% said, no, they're not. Do you think the Proud Boys are a domestic terrorist group? 66% said yes. I happen to think they arose specifically as a response to Antifa, and they're a bunch of conservative guys who like to fist fight. But, you know, you're certainly entitled to your opinion. Do you think that the events at the U.S. Capitol are being used by politicians to suppress legitimate political movements? Or do you think there's no such suppression of legitimate movements? Two-thirds of people said, yeah, I think it's being used by politicians to suppress legitimate political movements. Isn't that something?
Sure, this is a Harvard study.
Harvard Harris, yeah. Yeah, and James Gurdusky's a good guy. I mean, I've never been misled by him before. Here are Biden's most popular executive orders, favorable and unfavorable. Requiring masks in airports and federal land, 78 to 22. People are fine with it. Moratorium on evictions, 73 to 27. 100-day masking challenge, whatever the hell that means, 71-29. Extending the pause on student loans, 68 to 32.
Oh.
Now, here are his least popular executive orders, favorable and unfavorable. Requiring schools to let biological boys play girls' sports, it's 45 to 55. And if people would listen to us for 2 minutes, and I want to talk more about this later, it would be, you know, 80 to 20, maybe, and that 20% would be insane people. So that one's 10 points underwater. Reducing deportations for illegal aliens who have committed a crime. That one's 10 points underwater. That's a significant majority thinks that's a terrible idea. Canceling the Keystone Pipeline, underwater, 47 to 53.
Hmm.
Reducing immigration enforcement. This one's closer than
like
it ought to be.
You'd never take from taking in just regular media that the Keystone thing was more unpopular than popular.
No, you'd think it was 3-1 unpopular. And finally, reducing immigration enforcement is underwater by a couple of points, 49 to 51. So again, the idea is you think letting boys play against girls in sports is crazy. So does most of America. You think canceling the Keystone Pipeline was idiotic symbolism and actually bad for the environment? So do your friends and neighbors. And you're right. Just for instance.
Hmm. I don't know what you do with this information.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Stop watching cable news.
Stop watching cable news.
Yeah, stop reading the New York Times. Stop reading the Washington Post. Yeah. Stop on a lot of the big websites. Just listen to the Armstrong and Getty Show, around the clock.
But so, don't watch the news.
I don't know, but I don't think the average person is working as hard as you are, Sean, to try to get, you know, the whole story. If people stop watching the obviously biased Bigfoot media, they seem to go, from everything I see, even to things even more polarized.
But this poll suggests that people are doing that. People are finding the real story. It's just not what's being talked about on media.
Yeah, the result would lead you to believe that.
With the internet, the truth has never been more available. You just need to develop your own filter and your own way to navigate it.
There's no doubt about that. But we got this, you know, we got this stuff about what people are looking at on Facebook.
Yeah.
For instance, that would run counter to that.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, seeking out the most extreme views on things.
Huh.
Do I trust people to seek out the truth as opposed to just things that confirm their priors, as they say?
I don't think.
well, then self-government doesn't work. A democracy, if you can keep it, a republic, if you can keep it, doesn't work if you don't believe people will seek out the truth as opposed to just confirming their priors.
Which is why it's so critical that we have a republic and not a democracy, so the people can look around and think, you know, I'm kind of stupid and he's kind of stupid. She's really stupid. But she is super smart, and we'll have her represent us. And then the honorable, the smart, the best among us will gather in a particular place, perhaps by the side of the Potomac, and pass such laws as we need to govern ourselves. I mean, that's the idea.
I saw the George Carlin quote the other day that he used to say, If you think the average person is stupid, you have to realize that half the people are stupider than that person.
Wow.
Which is a little tough to deal with.
Wow. Present company accepted, of course, my friends.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Of course. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Hour three, we're going to talk to Mark Krikorian about the situation on the border, not to be missed. Grab it via podcast at armstrongandgetty.com if you have to go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.